with SRN News. I'm John Scott. President Trump announces a new, shorter deadline for Russian President Vladimir Putin to reach a deal to end its war in Ukraine.
I'm going to make a new deadline of about 10 or 12 days from today. There's no reason in waiting. There's no reason in waiting. It's 50 days. I want to be generous, but we just don't see any progress being made.
The president's announcement today came as the Ukrainian Air Force said Russia fired another overnight barrage at Ukraine. This means he wants peace efforts to make progress by August 7th through the 9th. The plan includes possible sanctions and secondary tariffs targeting Russia's trading partners. During a meeting with British Prime Minister Keir Starmer, the president says he's excited about September's state visit that will include a trip to Windsor Castle.
I'm a big fan of King Charles. I've known him for quite a while. A great guy, great person. He looks really well to me. He looks great. So we look forward to coming over.
The president spoke from Turnberry, Scotland. Police in Arkansas searching for a suspect in the deaths of a couple who investigators said were attacked while on a wooded walking trail with their two young daughters, Clinton David Brink and Kristen Amanda Brink, found dead Saturday at Devil's Den State Park in Washington County in a suspected homicide. The two daughters were not hurt. Police in Nevada say a gunman opened fire outside the Grand Sierra Resort Casino in Reno and shot multiple people. Two people were killed, at least three others hospitalized. That shooting reported around 7:30 a.m. local time outside the casino in the Valley area. No other details have been made public. This is SRN News. The Pew Research Center has been asking Americans about religious faith.
The latest poll finds a lot of us still identify as Christians. 41% say they are Protestants. However, the next largest faith group is those who have no faith. Atheists, agnostics, and followers of no particular religion now account for 28% of the U.S. population. Rounding out the rest of the nation are Catholics at 19% and all other religions at 10%. People of no faith remain the fastest growing group in the United States. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Italy's constitutional court has ruled that the non-biological mother in a same-sex union is entitled to paternity leave, equating her role with that of the father and therefore entitled to bonding time with a newborn. The court found that a 2001 decree on parental leave is unconstitutional because it does not recognize non-biological mothers in lesbian civil unions. This is SRN News. Devastating fires in Europe.
Wildfires that have engulfed Turkey for several weeks have spread rapidly in the last couple of days. More than 1,700 people have been forced from their homes, and officials say that number will climb. Nearly 2,000 firefighters battling the flames, and several major highways have been shut down. Meanwhile, firefighters in Greece and Bulgaria also battling fires fed by very high temperatures, dry conditions, and strong winds. Jason Walker reporting.
And torrential rainstorms hit Romania overnight into Monday, triggering flash floods in the country's northeast, killing at least one person. Hundreds were forced to leave their homes as Romania's rescue services deployed teams in hard-hit areas where helicopters and firefighters rescued residents. More details at srnnews.com.